SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. Some of America's traditional allies are forging new partnerships with China.
Over the past few weeks, Chinese President Xi Jinping has been hosting several Western leaders who are seeking improved relations with the world's second largest economy. The list of allies includes the Canadian and British prime ministers. Germany's chancellor is also expected to visit Beijing. These American partners are exploring opportunities with China following clashes with President Trump over tariffs and his demands to take over Greenland from NATO ally Denmark. The president has warned that it's dangerous for U.S. allies to do that. Greg Clugston, Washington.
North Carolina and other states in the southeast are trying to recover from a bomb cyclone that dropped inches of snow all over on Saturday and Sunday. Even Florida got some flurries, and the entire region has been dealing with record low temperatures. National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Molinix says this is a record-breaking weather.
We do get hard freezes in parts of Florida almost every year in some capacity, but to see especially low daily lows, such as, you know, the low 30s down across Miami, it speaks that it is an unusually cold air mass. And even as we go into the first couple days of February, we're still anticipating some near record lows and abnormally cold temperatures to continue through the first half of the upcoming week down in the southeast.
Democrat Taylor Rimmett won a special election for the Texas State Senate and flipped a reliably Republican district that President Trump won by 17 points in 2024. The labor union leader and veteran easily defeated Republican conservative activist Lee Wamsgon in the Fort Worth area district. President Trump distanced himself from the loss Sunday. This is SRN News. An Idaho medical facility makes a pro-life choice.
Memorial Hospital in Weiser has installed a Safe Haven baby box. It's a device that allows a woman to give away an unwanted infant without abandoning the child in a location where he might die. The hospital will ask no questions of the woman using the box, and the child will be cared for. The city of Weiser sits right on the border with neighboring Oregon, one of the most pro-abortion states in the country. Oregon Right to Life is praising the hospital. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a new report from the Pew Research Center, about 43% of moms and dads in this country take their children to church at least once a month. Another 56% of parents also say they talk about faith with their kids on a regular basis. About one in five couples tell Pew that they are raising their youngsters in a very religious household, and another 34% say their home is somewhat religious. This is SRN News. The NBA suspends Philadelphia 76ers Paul George 25 games for violating anti-drug policy.
A 25-game suspension for Philadelphia 76ers forward Paul George for violating the NBA's anti-drug program. The league making the announcement Saturday, but not disclosing the substance. This is the 35-year-old player's first violation, according to the agreement between the NBA and the Players Association. The suspension will cost him approximately $11.7 million of his $51.7 million salary. I'm Julie Walker.
A bomb cyclone over North Carolina has forced NASCAR to reschedule its preseason exhibition to Wednesday night. Snow-covered roads have made it too dangerous for teams and fans to reach Bowman Gray Stadium. The clash was initially set for tonight. More details at srnnews.com.